I had to teach my wife. She's an excellent breakfast cook. She can cook breakfast foods. And a lot of people say that's easy, but it's not easy to cook breakfast food. Yeah. Cooking well, you know, it's a little bit more than just breaking an egg and dropping it in a skillet.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband likes to cook, which is good, because he hates yard work. So we have this arrangement. I do all the yard work in the summer. I mow the grass, cut the hedge. We have a garden right now. I keep the garden, keep the flower beds. I do all that stuff in the kitchen. And on Saturday, I head for outside, and he gets a wash out, and he dusts the house, and he does the vacuuming, and he cooks, which is great. You know, that's fine with me.
Well, I cook, wash, clean. When I had a place where I had a yard, I'd cut the grass, do that whole bit. I think probably one of the things that irritates me most is I have a lot of ivy plants. And I'd be damned if I don't think about watering them. I'm going from home all the time, and nobody will water my ivy plants. That is something that really irritates me. You know, it's sort of like a benign negligence that goes on. I said, you know, you can't water my plants. I feel like I'm responsible. You know, like I'm responsible for all of the major doings there. Watering my plants to me is like fixing my food, because then you don't really have to, you know, they don't have to fix any food for them. I'm never at home. So at least feed my plants.
Nobody does.
But it feeds my plants, you know.
Pretty good. My husband wouldn't water my plants.
He won't?
Uh-uh. Last summer I was gone for 8 weeks, and I had to take all my plants, and I had like 2 carloads of plants, over to a friend's house, and she kept them for 8 weeks. He wouldn't water them. He didn't touch them. He'll dust and stuff like that.
People, well, my wife's excuse for not bothering my plants, she says that something about plants, they die when she bothered them.
Oh, yeah, well, she, you may be lucky that she doesn't water.
Yeah, I said, well, even if that, you know, your plants get to be like your children.
Yeah, that's true.
And it really hurts me if I go in and I've neglected one of my plants and they're drooping. You know, I'm neglecting my children.
Yeah.
And they'll let you know that you're neglecting them too.
That's right.
They are scars, you know, like
a few leaves here and there.
Like with my ivy plant, I had one that was in the kitchen. It's still in the kitchen. It's easy to neglect it. Psychologically, it's easy to neglect it. It's right next to a plant that's in water all the time. It's clear glass. And it's sitting there in a gray pot.
Yeah.
Right next to that glass. And that is the reason why people will neglect it. It's a psychological thing. They see that plant that's budding out of the water.
Yeah.
And all that clear water. So what would make you think about watering the one next to it?
Yeah, I see. That plant probably has a complex. It kind of feels really
mistreated. And it has been mistreated, too. Okay,
what was your mother's occupation?
I guess the first job that I can remember my mother talking about was that she was a housekeeper and a cook.
Okay. Anything else?
I believe at one time she worked as a maid. She was in charge of housekeeping at some hospital.